Everyone that asketh receiveth, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, it seems strange that we are having litanies and purple vestments on today when we are still in Easter time. The reason is that we are heading to the Feast of Ascension, when Jesus was to leave us and ascend to heaven to be with his Father. But he does not leave us orphans to be dwelling in this lonely earth by ourselves. No, Jesus left us Mass and Holy Communion to guarantee our salvation. And in today's Gospel, he tells us how if we ask something long and hard enough from our Father, he will grant that to us. I wanted to tell you today a story about the poor man and the rich man who both received things they asked from our Lord, but with different results. It was olden times when the dear Lord himself was still wandering on earth among the mortals, and he happened to grow tired one evening and at night descended before he could reach an inn. Then he saw two houses right in front of him, just opposite one another. One house was large and beautiful and belonged to a rich man, and the other was small and shabby and belonged to a poor man. Our dear Lord thought, "I'm sure I won't be a burden to the rich man," and he knocked at the door. All at once the rich man opened the window and asked what our Lord wanted. He answered, "A night's lodging." The rich man examined the traveler from head to toe, and since the dear Lord was dressed very simply and didn't look like he had much money in his pockets, the rich man shook his head and said, I can't put you up. My rooms are full of seeds. If I were to put up all the people who knocked at my door, then I'd soon have to go out begging for myself. Look for a place somewhere else." With that, the rich man slammed the window shut and left the dear Lord standing there. So the dear Lord turned around and went across the street to the small house. No sooner had he knocked than the poor man already had the door open and asked the traveler to enter and spend the night in his house. "It's already dark," he said, "and you won't be able to go much farther tonight." The Lord was pleased to hear that, and he entered the house. The poor man's wife welcomed him by shaking his hand. She told him to make himself feel at home and to feel free to use anything they had, even though they didn't have much. Whatever they had, he could gladly have. Then she put potatoes on the fire, and while they were cooking, she milked the goat so that they would at last have a little milk with the meal. When the table had been set, the dear Lord sat down and ate with them, and he enjoyed the meager dinner because there were grateful faces around him. When they had eaten and it was time to go to bed, the wife whispered to her husband, "Listen, dear husband, let's make up a bed of straws for ourselves tonight so that the poor traveler can sleep in our bed and rest. He's been traveling the whole day and is probably very tired." "That's wonderful," the husband answered. "I'll go and offer it to him." And he went to the dear Lord and told him that if he did not mind, he could sleep in their bed and give his limbs a proper and good rest. The dear Lord didn't want to take the old couple's bed, but they insisted until he finally took their bed and lay down in it. Meanwhile, they made a bed of straw for themselves and lay on the ground. The next morning, they were up before daybreak and cooked a humble breakfast for their guest. When the sun began to shine through their little window and the dear Lord stood up, he ate with them again and prepared to continue his journey. As he was standing in the doorway, however, our Lord turned around and said, because you are so kind and good, I'm going to grant you 3 wishes, and they shall indeed be fulfilled. There's nothing I want more than eternal salvation, said the man, and also that we stay healthy and get our meager daily bread as long as we wish. As for the third thing, I don't know what to wish. Don't you want to wish for a new house in place of this old one? Asked the dear Lord. Oh, yes, said the man. I'd certainly be pleased if I could have that as well. Right before his departure, the dear Lord fulfilled their wishes, turned the old house into a new one, and departed. When the rich man got up, it was broad daylight. As he looked out his window toward the other side of the road, he saw a beautiful new house. His eyes popped wide open, and he called his wife and said, Take a look. How did that happen? Just yesterday there was a dampy house standing there, and today there's this new beautiful one. Run over and find out what happened. So his wife went over and asked the poor man, who told her, Last night a traveler came by looking for a night's lodging, and right before his departure this morning, he granted us 3 wishes, eternal salvation, good health and our meager daily bread for the rest of our lives, and a beautiful new house in place of our old shack. After the rich man's wife heard this, she hurried back and told her husband what had happened. Then the rich man said, I'd like to tear myself in two and beat myself. If I had only known, the stranger came to our house first, but I turned him away. Hurry, said his wife, and get out your horse. The man hasn't got far. You must catch up to him and get him to grant you 3 wishes too. Now the rich man mounted his horse and managed to catch up with the dear Lord. He used sweet talk with the dear Lord and begged him not to be hurt that he had not let him into his house right away. The rich man assured him that if our Lord passed by again, he would find a place to stay at his house. Very well, said the dear Lord. If I come back again, I shall stay with you. Then the rich man asked him whether he also could have 3 wishes like his neighbor. The Lord said yes, but that they would not turn out well for him, and it might be best if he refrained from wishing for anything. The rich man disagreed and asserted that he'd be able to choose something good if he knew for certain that the wishes would be fulfilled. Just ride home, said the dear Lord, the 3 wishes you make shall be fulfilled. Now the rich man had what he wanted, so he rode home and began to ponder what he should wish for. As he was thus steeped in thought, he let the reins drop, and the horse began jumping so much that his thoughts were continually disturbed, and he couldn't collect them. He was so annoyed by the horse that he lost his patience and said, I wish you'd break your neck. As soon as he uttered these words, boom! He was thrown to the ground, and the horse lay dead and didn't move anymore. Thus the first wish had been fulfilled. Since the rich man was greedy, however, he didn't want to leave the saddle behind, so he cut it off, swung it over his back, and continued on foot. Despite all this, he consoled himself that he had 2 wishes left. As he went walking through the sand under the blazing noonday sun, he became hot and surly. The saddle rested heavily on his back, and he was having a great deal of trouble thinking of a wish. Whenever he thought he had found the right wish, it would seem to him afterward to be too little and modest. At one point, he began thinking about how easy his wife had it at home, where she was probably in a cool room and enjoying a fine meal. Just the thought of that irritated him so much that before he knew it, he blurted out, I wish she were sitting on this saddle at home and couldn't get off, instead of my carrying it on my back." And just as the last word left his lips, the saddle vanished from his back, and he realized that his second wish had been fulfilled. He became so hot now that he began to run. He was looking forward to sitting down alone in his room, where he would think of something great for his last wish. However, when he arrived home and opened the door to the living room, his wife was sitting on the saddle in the middle of the room. Since she couldn't get off, she was screaming and complaining. "You should be happy," he said. "I'm going to get you all the riches in the world with my wish. Just stay where you are." However, she yelled at him, "What good are all the riches in the world to me if I have to sit on this saddle? You wished me up here, and now you'd better get me off." Whether he liked it or not, he had to use the third wish to help her get rid of the saddle and climb down off of it. His wish was fulfilled at once, and so the rich man got nothing from the wishes but irritation, wasted effort, and a lost horse. On the other hand, the poor people spent their lives happily, peacefully, and devoutly until they reached their blissful end. Dear children, your life also might be hard and lots of penance, but our Lord is here and stays with you. Never send him away by abandoning him or his church and sacraments, because afterwards it might be too late to catch him. All the riches of the world cannot get you to heaven, but if you always stay with our Lord in the Mass and in Holy Communion, your most important wish, that is the first one which the poor man made, the eternal salvation and heaven, will be promised and guaranteed to you as well as to all God's children. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.